Hello and welcome to the IT Decisions Podcast. I'm Mark Hillary. In this podcast, we're going to be looking back at the last week in Brazil IT and then having a quick look forward at what might happen this week. So I'm here with Publishing Director of IT Decisions, Angelica Mari. Angelica, let's kick off then. Looking back, probably the biggest thing last week was the GDP numbers.
Yes, so really outstanding numbers there. People have been talking about BRICS for years, but now we're really seeing it develop. So it was the fastest ever growth in 25 years. It looks like Brazil is now eclipsing the UK, and Italy is the fifth biggest economy in the world.
Okay, so that's great growth there. Germany hosted the CeBIT conference this week, which is the biggest technology event in the world. What's the significance for Brazil?
So Brazil was really well represented there, CeBIT. So there were 9 companies from Brazil there, several agencies, including Apex and Softex, also Curitiba Offshore, with 18 of their companies. It was all coordinated by Brazil IT Plus. So according to SoftSoul, one of the software development agencies in the south of the country, 900 people visited the area where the Brazilian companies were based, and that created 200 qualified contacts, which is the amount of business leads that they generated.
Okay, and finally, there was a story that broke late on Friday, too late for us even to get it on the site until today.
So, Claro, the largest mobile phone network in Americas, and Embratel, the Brazilian telecommunications company, which are both owned by the telecoms multi-billionaire Carlos Slim, who's Mexican, have been chosen for to deliver the telecoms infrastructure for the Olympics in 2016.
Okay, so looking forward, I can guess what you're probably going to say about Brazil this week.
Yes, well, this week is pretty quiet due to Carnival, which started on Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are pretty quiet, and most people will take most of the week off. And speaking of Carnival, Apex Brazil, the trade development agency, has organized a big trade mission taking business leaders around, including people from the IT sector, in an attempt to generate business. So in other news, the government released details on how citizens are supposed to be doing their tax self-assessments for 2011. So for the first time, the assessments would only be done electronically, so no paper will be accepted. But funnily enough, the government won't be accepting any memory sticks or CDs, but will be accepting floppy disks that have to be delivered at bank branches.
Okay, great. So that's fine. Thank you very much, Angelica.
That's it for now. For more news and analysis on Brazil IT, please check www.itdex.com or follow us on Twitter at ITDex. See you next week.